It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Who's up right now listening to the Joe and Alex Show? And what's going on? Are you heading into work? You just coming home? Getting ready for the weekend? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. A little early morning check-in. Social media, too. You can hook up that way. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You'll find me. By the way, my name's Joe. Alex, with the Web Grill Producer Pork Chop. We're all on there. And, of course, joeandalexshow.com. A lot going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll get to the garbage in just a little bit with Alex. Also, it's Friday, so the Friday fun fact. Have you guys ever heard anybody say, oh, shotgun, like they call shotgun on the ride?
Yes.
You ever wonder where that, you ever wonder where that comes from?
Yes.
I hope so, because you're about to learn about it in less than 30 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also today, Freak Show Friday, Alvin has been hiding something, I guess, almost his whole life. So we'll find out more about that. And, yeah, there's a lot of crap going on today's show. It's going to be a good one. It's a Friday. You know it's going to be good because, well, the weekend's almost here. Alex, dropping her phone in the background, making a bunch of racket. Keep that case on there. At least it'll protect your screen. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm also not good because I probably should be arrested. I've done something really bad. I thought about calling the cops on myself.
Okay, well, we do have the number.
For something that I did. I know. I woke up this morning, and there was a lot of new music that dropped last night. We have new music from Cardi B, new music from Miley Cyrus, and new music from Katy Perry. And I went through and I was listening to all of it. And I listened to the new Katy Perry. And guys,
you like it.
I love it.
It's okay. It's no
swish, swish, bish.
I mean, it's all right. No, it's pretty dope.
Do you like it? Okay, because it's called Never Really Over. And so, you know, I'm listening to this like, oh, here's another dud I'm going to hate. But I actually love it, which I was never expecting, because if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I hate Katy Perry. And I am very Team Taylor. So I was shocked at myself, and I feel kind of like a traitor. But here we are.
Did you hear the new Cardi B?
I did, and I actually was a little underwhelmed.
I was
with
disappointed
that.
By the new Cardi B music that came out at midnight.
The new Cardi B is called Press.
We'll play a little clip of that. It's definitely more rap. I mean, we play everything, but
there were songs I liked on Miley's new EP this morning.
I have not heard any of her music yet.
Okay, so there were a couple songs in there that I really thought were bops, and then there was this song from Katy Perry. I was underwhelmed with the Cardi B, which hasn't happened in forever. I do like the new Cardi B with her and DJ Khaled, though, on his new album, Wish Wish, so. Not that.
Swish, swish,
swish. Wish, wish.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I thought it was the same thing. I live the web girl. How are you?
I'm good. I'm loving that new Katy Perry song. That's the first clip I've heard of it, and I honestly really, really like it. But last night, I just watched the first game of the NBA Finals, and did you guys see what happened?
Yeah, buckets.
Swish, swish, bish.
Is it the Drake thing?
Well, I mean, yes, Drake is just so obnoxious and extremely extra.
I have that in the garbage coming up.
Extremely extra. Yeah, she'll fill you in on that. But Toronto won. A lot of people thought that the Raptors were going to get swept, and they won. But I don't think people should get their hopes up just yet, because the Warriors did not shoot well. They shot like 33% from the field. So
Was,
do not get that excited.
Was that their first ever NBA Finals win?
No, I don't think so.
I thought the Toronto Raptors have never been in a finals. No?
That could be. I don't know. So I'm not sure. But I know the Blues and the Bruins. I know the Blues.
You're talking NHL hockey now for people who are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes, the Blues and the Bruins, the Stanley Cup Finals. They won their very first Stanley Cup win. Yes.
When is basketball over?
Basketball,
after this,
I mean, probably in like 2 weeks, I would say, because normally this, I mean, it just depends how many games it goes to, but if it goes like a 7-game series, they'll probably spread that over 2 weeks.
And the good thing is we can finally focus on the best sport in the world, and that is baseball.
Oh, yeah. Hot dogs in my mouth.
Lame.
Yeah. Is that what we're calling it? Hot dogs?
No.
All right, that's cool. And Pork Chop, how are you?
My day was very nice yesterday. I got to relax. I went home and napped. So I will be taking my server final exam for my new job today at 3 p.m.
Ooh-hoo!
I have to serve one of my managers and then take a written exam.
You're going to do great.
I hope so. I still have some studying I want to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then yesterday I did Family Feud trivia. And my team came in ninth
place. You've been second every time.
I know. We would have.
It's getting worse.
It was very close. We would have came in second place if we didn't get the very last question wrong, which was actually really hard. And I'm going to ask you guys and see what you think. Name the most famous late night TV talk show host.
Liv. David Letterman.
Johnny Carson, probably all-time, like, most famous one.
The guy alive, with the moon. The
what
moon
is it? Hold
kid.
On. Dead or alive?
Yeah, it could be anyone.
Oh, so then Johnny answer's... Carson. Johnny Carson's still my answer.
Mine's the guy with the moon chin.
That's Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
So
you don't even know his name.
Exactly.
So you all have great answers. That was, you know, we all talked about it. Turns out Johnny Carson was second. Here's Johnny. And then the number one answer, which I said, but my team didn't want to pick, was Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Ooh.
Well, Jimmy Fallon
that's
is my...
That's millennials ruining things.
He's my favorite
pick.
Yeah,
Jimmy Fallon's definitely my favorite.
I hate Jimmy Kimmel.
I just...
Hate.
Oh, his show is funny. You just don't like it because
he's political.
Well,
they're all political.
No,
every single one of them.
His stuff is funny. Unnecessary censorship. A lot of the great stuff they do.
Dude,
I think his personality and stories I've heard and stuff, I just think he is an a-hole. Like, that's what I've heard, and he just comes off that way. I just don't like him.
But his TV show is good. He makes the kids, you know, they eat the candy.
But a lot of people say that's part of his personality, is being kind of a sadistic...
I've never heard anybody say sadistic except for you, Alex.
And also, if anyone here is sadistic, the one that's obsessed with murder and child molestation and all that.
Pot kettle black, hello?
I like learning about it.
Oh, okay.
I like inflicting pain.
Then they get to eat the candy right after. They're not bad videos.
True. Oh, but Jimmy Fallon is the best.
Yeah, not ratings-wise. He's losing to Stephen Colbert and everybody else. But I agree, he's one of the best for viral videos and stuff, but if you're talking ratings, where the things matter, he's actually not doing so hot right now. For me yesterday, well, you guys know I told you how I was supposed to get my my brand new mattress delivered. Actually, new one. I didn't get a used one, and then there's like a mix up in the air, but it was going to be there yesterday. Like, I was going to finally get my mattress.
Yep.
There was an error in it, and my mattress once again was not delivered yesterday.
Oh.
I'm going to punch a small, like, I don't know what. I don't want to punch a baby. That sounds bad. I want to punch something that won't punch back.
Well, you didn't get it through a real mattress store.
Yes, I did. They have real mattresses.
Well, they do have real mattresses, but they're known for more furniture. That might be why.
It'll be there today. I actually talked to a guy for 45 minutes. I don't know what the longest you guys have ever sat on hold. That's a record for me. 45 minutes that I can actually remember.
You better be getting money off.
Well, the delivery's free, but I'm like, that's cool. I rather would have paid double delivery and got it on time than slept on that. So... Can't wait to break it in today. You know what I'm saying? Taking a nap. Stuff
good.
Like that. So that was our day yesterday. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
In his new tell-all, former Saturday Night Live star Chris Kattan spills some secrets about his rendezvous with hot Hollywood stars and even actor friends who became his enemies. He talked about the first time he tried cocaine, which was after him and Zooey Deschanel broke up. He gave an inside look into rubbing shoulders with A-listers and admitted that he became infatuated with Tom Cruise's ex, Katie Holmes. Back in 2001, the comedian was pumped to film a dirty scene with Holmes on SNL, but he didn't get to exactly live out his fantasy. He recalled the actress telling him between clenched teeth on camera, camera, don't you dare touch my mouth. His former relationship with Jennifer Coolidge took a turn for the worse when he was cast on SNL and she didn't. He also revealed the bombshell confession that Lorne Michaels once pressured him to have sex with a Night at the Roxbury director, Amy Heckerling, so that she'd continue working on the film. Catan claimed that Michaels told him, Chris, I'm not saying you have to blank her, but it wouldn't hurt. He did end up having a sexual relationship with Heckerling after many propositions. He said the situation caused him so much stress that he ended up getting intense eczema on his hands that caused his palms to bleed.
Oh my God.
The secret sexual relationship between him and Heckerling did irreparable damage to his close relationship and friendship with his co-star Will Ferrell. He wrote, I always thought that he blamed me in the situation with Amy. He was so hurt that that I was keeping those acts with the director from him that he immediately called off our friendship. Lamar Odom is speaking out about Tristan Thompson cheating on Khloe Kardashian and that whole scandal, saying that you're not fully prepared for the fame that comes with dating a Kardashian. Khloe's ex Lamar said, I don't know where Tristan's from, but that's a hard lane to step in if you're not really prepared for that. I'm not sure if anybody can really prepare for that if you're not sat down and told how it's going to be, like that there are going to be all eyes on you. You can't even understand it. Lamar says that he wakes up kind of hoping that Khloe might take him back.
Is she still the love of your life?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there might be a chance?
I don't know. You probably would have to ask her. You know what I'm saying? I hope I wake up hoping that, but you probably would have to ask her.
Never say never, right?
Yeah.
Singer R. Kelly has now been charged with 11 new counts of sexual assault and abuse in Chicago. Kelly is accused of committing an act of sexual penetration on a victim by the use of force or threat of force back in 2010. The victim was under the age of 18 at the time. He will reportedly be back in court next week to be arraigned on new charges. His crisis manager says R. Kelly maintains his innocence and denies all accusations. He's facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse in Cook County. His attorney said the new charges include more serious felonies than the original indictment, the most serious class of felony in Illinois, short of murder. And Adam Sandler texted Adam Levine to perform at the bar mitzvah for his kid.
I didn't even know why I did this, but I was like, I'd love to do something special. And for some reason, my body, I start texting Adam Levine, who's a great guy. And I text him, I'm sorry to do this to you. My kid's getting bar mitzvahed Saturday night. Would you mind coming and singing a few tunes? It would be incredible, but I don't know why I did it. And then you see the dot, dot, dot. Immediately, I'm like, oh, he got it. He's about to say something. And then he writes, I can't say no to you. What songs do you want? And I was like, oh, God, this is really happening. They played three great songs. It was the coolest thing, man.
And Sarah Hyland, who's dating Wells Adams from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, they kind of keep their parents apart, I guess, because of political differences. I guess Wells's parents fall on the conservative side, where Sarah's fall on the liberal side. And so Wells kind of said he's worried that if they are brought together that they're going to get in a fight about something. So they just have not met each other's parents, even though they've been together now for a really long time. And he lives in L.A. with her and all that good stuff.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
You're going to learn today.
All right, listen up. Hey, hey, hey. Listen up. Seriously. Pay attention. It's time for your Friday Fun Fact here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I think we've all done this. We've called shotgun, which means, hey, man, I want to sit up in that front seat. I never got shotgun as a kid. It always bothered me. But calling shotgun when riding in a car actually comes from the term shotgun messenger. It was used to refer to the guard who sat next to the stagecoach driver way back in the day. So they'd kind of be the protection. Somebody comes along.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why if you are going to ride shotgun, you better pack heat, or at least some bubble gum. The guards would use a shotgun to keep robbers and criminals and bad people away. It made its way into society. They say thanks to our love of Western flicks and eventually, you know, modern stuff like, hey, I'm going to be sitting shotgun. Thank you very much.
That all makes sense now.
My sister always got shotgun anyway because she was, like, abnormally tall. So my mom would only let her sit in the front seat.
Ugh, the worst.
Me and my sisters would claw each other to get shotgun. I mean, there were blood, sweat, and tears in the competition of who was going to get shotgun.
That's your Friday Fun Fact here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. There has been nearly 1,000 cases of measles in the U.S. this year, making it the largest outbreak in 25 years.
Ooh.
Yay! The CDC says 971 cases have been reported so far in 2019, including 91 cases in the past week and a half. The outbreak is now the worst since 1992, when we had 2,126 cases that were reported.
That is just terrible.
It is stupid. It is dumb. There's no need to have measles anymore. but we still do. A Tennessee man, do you remember this story? I think it was a year or two ago. He urinated on the assembly line of like some cereal. There was that video out there.
I do not remember that.
Oh, that was in the Need to Know News. Yeah, he did that on a conveyor belt in a Memphis facility at a Kellogg cereal place. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Memphis say 49-year-old Gregory Stanton pled guilty in November to tampering with consumer products. An indictment says that Stanton was a contract worker at the Kellogg's plant back in 2014 when he recorded a video of himself urinating into a bucket and then dumping it onto the Raisin Bran production line. Thank God I don't eat Raisin Bran anymore.
Ooh, I never did.
Ugh, no wonder that cereal tastes so bad. How are people so gross that they put bodily fluids on food? Yeah. I do not understand what is wrong with your head. A mom in Illinois was shocked after a t-shirt she bought online for her young daughter off the internet arrived in the mail with a slogan underneath of it saying, F the police, printed on
it. What?
Yeah, the woman ordered a $6 tee from a thing called AliExpress as a gift for her 3-year-old daughter. She believed, or at least thought she was buying a graphic t-shirt of the characters. You never read the book. It's like in the 70s called Frog and Toad.
Yes, I do know that book.
So it's Frog and Toad. That's like the cover photo of that. But below it says, it actually spelled out F the police. But it wasn't in the photo she actually saw online buying. So kind of like bait and switch, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I don't know. What are we going to do about this? No word on if she's going to get her money back or not. For the first time in the 94-year history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, it ended in an 8-way tie on Thursday night. The 8 co-champions spelled the final 47 words correctly, going through 5 consecutive perfect rounds. So I guess they're just like, well, that's all the words we have. Don't you have more words than that? Like, don't you have enough for a 6th round and a 7th round? Yeah. I've heard of, like, tying, but you have 8 people that are the spelling champs? That makes no sense.
Yeah, they should have done harder words, apparently.
Make them go all night. Yeah, okay, it's the last one standing.
Make them spell some real words. Like, how do you spell thought?
Right.
They're like, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Sorry.
If one passes out from exhaustion, they're out of it.
I was looking for T-H-O-T. That is a thought. You are out. What did you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was spelled T-H-O-T.
Yes, that is how you spell thought. And let's see here. By the way, later on in the show, we will have a little what to spell. We're going to test my spelling ability. If you didn't know this about me on the Joe and Alex Show, I can't spell. I talk for a living, but words are not my strong suit. Let's see here. What else we got for you this morning? Hot off the press. Oh, this is a food item, and I love, 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 love food items. If you like going to Burger King and getting yourself an egg or cheese croissant, this might be even better than that because they got something going on with their French toast sticks. They are actually going to use that as a sort of kind of like bread or a bun. They're going to have it as a breakfast sandwich. Yeah, and they're going to have cheese, sausage, bacon, and ham. It'll be available soon at Burger King. No word on how long it'll last, but that sounds amazing.
Wow.
And sports. The Raptors beat the Warriors 118-109 in game number 1. Game number 2 is going to be Sunday in Toronto. Look for Drake. Stanley Cup Final game number 3 is going on tomorrow in St. Louis. It'll be the Blues and the Bruins playing. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. Just because I hate Boston, let's go Blues. Who are you guys cheering for?
Blues.
I want the Blues to win. They've never won a Stanley Cup ever. And also, I'm sick of Boston having championship after championship after championship. This would be their 13th trophy in, I think, 11 years.
Amen.
Also, one of my favorite hockey players is like one of the back like coaches or something, or he works in the office, Martin Brodeur.
Yeah. Works in the office for the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Do it for Martin Brodeur then. There you go.
Yes.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Are these people romantically off limits? I want your thoughts once I give you some of these things. 833-JOE-ALEX, and maybe you've had personal experience with it, but I found, I think, like 5 or 10 different kind of scenarios, and I want to get your thoughts on it, okay? Are you ready, Alex?
Okay.
All right. A friend's partner.
No.
Are they romantically off limits?
Yes. Yes, they're off limits.
Okay. I think that's probably the easiest one to say that. Okay. What about a someone that's in a relationship? Are they off limits?
Yes.
Like, what if you're at the bar and you have a couple of drinks? Are they still off limits?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person off limit? A friend's ex?
Yes. It's called girl code or guy code.
I will say, in college, and this rule doesn't always apply because you're with such a small group kind of people. There's only so many.
So you can be Eskimo bros and sisters.
One frat. Oh my gosh, I know so many people that are Eskimo sisters,
ew,
Eskimo brothers that have dated,
okay,
like their friend's ex. You just have to get an approval first.
All right, I wonder what you think about this. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you agree or disagree with what we're saying. How about one of your parents' friends? So obviously you're probably going a little bit older.
What the heck is going on?
I mean, Liv, I know you got a boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, but Papa C, he's probably got some good-looking old dudes that are mob connected.
I will say he does have some hot friends. They're younger than him.
Silver foxes.
He does have some hot friends that are like 15 years younger than him.
But are they silver foxes?
They're in their 40s.
So yes.
Yeah,
that
I
could
guess.
Count. Yeah.
Is a 40 a silver fox?
If you have gray hair.
Yeah, I mean, you could be.
40-year-olds don't have gray hair.
Yes, they do. Liv. What are you talking about? Some people in their 30s do. My ex-boyfriend has silver hair.
No, none of them are gray foxes. None of them have gray hair.
Silver. We're
disappointing.
Calling it silver.
None
calling
of them have silver.
Silver
hair, but I will say some of them are really hot, but they're married.
I am into silver foxes.
Salt and pepper.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about this? Your boss. Is your boss romantically off limits?
I mean,
yes,
but
didn't
I think.
You say didn't you say, Liv, our new boss is kind of hot the other day?
Never have I said that. I 1,000% think your boss is off limits.
Okay, but here's
you thought
when
one of our old bosses is really hot. You admitted it after he left.
Yeah, you did have a crush on our old boss.
Right.
But here's the thing. Okay, here's why I hesitated. So I think your direct supervisor, they are off limits. But let's say like somewhere in the company, there is a single, they're single as well, but they happen to be one of your bosses, but you aren't working directly with them. I think sometimes there could be, if there is true love there, there could be connection, but you might have to leave the company or something so that you can be together, so it's fair.
Yeah, if you're smart, you don't want to dip your pen in the ink because it could, like, spill and make a big mess.
For sure.
But I mean, like, I mean, hey, that sounds kind of hot.
Otherwise, I think you should wait till you leave, probably, to date your immediate supervisor.
All right, Holly's calling in right now at 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Holly, what do you think about being off limits? Do you actually have something you did?
I guess you could say. I'm actually married to my ex-fiance's ex-best friend.
Wow.
And roommate.
How did that happen? How did you guys make the connection?
So obviously we, you know, we're around each other. He came to our engagement party. He was obviously going to be in the wedding when I was engaged to my ex. So we were just kind of around each other, never talked or anything like that. My ex-fiance and I, he actually broke it off. We went our separate ways, and then about 7-8 months later, me and my now husband reconnected over Instagram because I was working in town where he works. So we met up for dinner. We did that like 3 nights in a row, and the rest is history, and we have a 1-month-old baby now.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
I feel like it's a little bit different with Holly, too, because like they called off the engagement. You know what I mean? Like, it was ended. It's not like they were married and divorced. I don't know. I feel like if you like marry somebody, you can't
do it. I actually called off the engagement and we stayed together, but then he ended the relationship a month after I ended the engagement.
So how did his friend tell him, like, hey man, I'm dating your ex fiance now?
Well, me and the ex didn't really end on good terms. Like, nothing bad happened. We just weren't compatible and just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a mutual thing. Didn't end, like, nothing bad happened. It didn't end, like, on super good terms. So after we broke up, there was no more communication or anything like that. And my husband actually never told him. He was like, I'm just going to let him find out. Because the ex actually picked up and moved after we broke up to Colorado with his family.
Okay.
So that kind of made it better because we, you know, we lived in Greenwood, so not like a super big town. And so he actually never told him. He just saw a picture of us. Months later, the ex saw a picture of us and texted him, and he was like, bro, he's like, he sent him the picture that he saw, and he said, is this real life? And my husband, you know, my now husband was like, you know, kind of responded to him, and they just kind of dwindled, you know, off from there. So.
I mean, that makes sense, but wow, that's kind of an interesting story there, Holly. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I got a few more here, Alex, I wanted to give to you. These are these people romantically off limits, or is it okay to go with it? Your ex's sibling. We kind of talked, almost got there with Holly right there.
I think that one, there's some wiggle room.
What
about, okay, that's messed
what
up.
Has
that's because you don't get along with your sibling.
And what doesn't? blows my mind.
Now, what about this? Somebody who is your teacher. I say absolutely yes. I have so many teachers I think about when I was younger, a young high school boy.
Well, if you're in high school, it should be, that's no, because
no,
that's statutory rape.
Okay, well, I would have been fine with it.
Beyond. Are you saying like once you guys are
Yes, like
legal?
Now, like after the fact. Like if I had a hot teacher and I was like 16, but now I'm 33.
If you're in college and it's your professor.
See, that's what I was going to say. College
get
professor
that A.
is okay.
I know a girl who married her college professor.
That's crazy. My sister had a college professor that she had a crush on so bad for so long.
What about somebody that's 20 years older or younger than you?
Sure. I don't have a problem with
the
that.
The age gap doesn't bother you.
Yeah, I think as long as it's legal.
It's like really weird though when you're like 15 years old and dating someone 20 years younger because they're like negative. That's like, you know, they're really young. Like they definitely don't get any One Direction references at all.
No. But they can always, they'll always keep you in the loop with pop culture. They'll keep you young. Maybe you should date someone like that.
They will keep
you
young.
You can be in
so
radio
young.
Forever because you'll always be up to date with everything.
833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe the women are going to have to call the guys out because I don't know if I was a guy I'd actually call in and share my moment of, kind of being directionally challenged. But how far in the wrong direction did you go? Maybe it was your GPS. Maybe you didn't want to, you know, ask for help. Listen, I've been distracted. Maybe I'm listening to a podcast or I'm just having a conversation. I'm like, this actually happened like a month ago. My wife and I went up to Michigan. We drove up there for a wedding. She's like, hey, dummy, you didn't go north. We got to go north. So we were like 20. It was only 20 miles, but 20 miles might have been 200.
Far.
It sucks. Even just missing one exit sometimes, you get stuck in traffic is terrible.
Yep.
So 833-JOE-ALEX, how far in the wrong direction did you go because of GPS? This 81-year-old man, which I'm laughing, but I feel bad for this guy. And I wonder if he did this alone because I tried to find more into the story. But this 81-year-old man typed in R-O-M instead of R-O-M-E. He was trying to actually type in Rome, but he ended up typing in R-O-M and he ended up driving 1,000 miles away to Rome, Germany instead of Rome, Italy. So I assume, like, I don't know if this took him a day or two. There's no way you drive 1,000 miles in a day.
1,000 miles?
Wait but, a like, minute. Don't you have to cross, like, border patrols and stuff?
I don't know, poor chap. This looked like a legit story. I was reading it. I just felt so, the more I read
it. He had to have had dementia or something. There's no way, like, you would not put that together.
But, okay, I don't think anybody drove 1,000 miles out of their way. But what happened where you were on a road trip or you're going to visit somebody? 833-JOE-ALEX says 833-563-2539.
This actually happened to me, and I'm ashamed to admit it because I'm really good when it comes to directions and stuff, but it's when I was brand new to Michigan and I was trying to find my way home and I plugged it into the GPS and it said like 3 miles away, but it said 25 minutes. And I'm like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, this looks like the shortest way. So that's where I'm going. Followed the GPS and I went down a two track. Do you know what that is?
No.
A two track is like a dirt road with two dirt tracks. Like you're supposed to go down it. With
it's like you're going
off
roading.
Yeah. So yeah. I went off-roading, got stuck on a pipeline for 4 hours with no service, no gas.
Oh my
I actually thought I was going to die.
Oh, my gosh.
Can anybody top Pork Chop story right there?
I don't think so. You went down to that old town road.
So before GPS was like a thing, I had to use like MapQuest to print off directions.
Gosh, remember that?
I know, I'm showing my age. And I was driving me and this girl that was younger than me by 2 years to one of our dance rehearsals because we had a dance show the next day. And I got so lost in like the worst parts of Cincinnati. I wasn't even supposed to cross over to Cincinnati. I was supposed to still be in Kentucky. And I got lost literally in the worst parts of Cincinnati. Our phones were both dying.
Ooh,
we
that's
were
the worst.
In tears. It was nighttime. We had no idea how to get home.
You got to go in a gas station and ask for help.
We did just that. Actually, we went through a drive through because we were too scared to even get
a
out of the car. A drive
through to ask for directions?
Yeah, we were kind of hungry too. I mean, you know, hunger did
strike. We were too
strike.
Scared to get out of the car. And then finally, we made it to the dance rehearsal and our makeup was all over our face because we had been sobbing for the past 2 hours lost.
Yeah. That is absolutely like hysterical, but also so sad.
Now, when did this happen? Like a week ago for you? Or like, wondering how old of a story this might actually be. Well, that's the most random ass statement I've ever heard. Producer Porkchop with some commentary on Billie Eilish, bad guy. What'd you say?
I feel like this girl really likes Halloween.
What leads you to that? Just because she's like talks creepy? Alex talks creepy.
All of that. The doo 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 doo.
Yeah, she's for sure a Tim Burton fan.
Yes. All right, let's get into it. Time for the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The garbage is so juicy this morning that we could be doing this live from a freaking produce aisle. Britney Spears' saga continues to unfold, and now, in a never-before-seen letter, she's claiming that her team had once threatened and silenced her, forcing her to be on psychiatric hold and lose her children. In this letter, which appears to have been written at the height of her troubles between 2009 and 2010, she's accusing her team of controlling her and constantly threatening her. A source said the letter was written so that Spears could give her side of the story behind her 2008 psychiatric hold. The hold happened after Kevin Federline went to her house to pick up their kids, Preston and Jaden, and Britney, who was 26 at the time, locked herself in a bathroom with Jaden and refused to give him to Kevin. Well, police arrived and determined that she was under the influence and rushed her to a hospital on a gurney. The letter, which is written in third person, says her behavior is understandable, considering her friend at the door kept telling her the cops were leaving, don't worry, stay in the bathroom. She was lied to and set up. Her children were taken away and she did spin out of control, which any mother would do in those circumstances. In the letter, Britney vented her frustrations towards her family. She said the people controlling her life have made $3 million this year. She would love for new eyes to see her situation, but if she brings it up, she's constantly threatened that the conservators will take her kids away. So how long does this go on? As long as the people are getting paid and she has no rights, it could go on for a while, but it doesn't make it right at all. At the end of the letter, Spears points out that she bought her brother a $2 million apartment and her mom a $4 million Louisiana estate and gave her dad the best job in show business. The sources claim that Spears is still concerned about being taken advantage of by management and her family. Guys.
Well, I don't think she's necessarily wrong. I mean, it's so hard. The pressure of being her.
Dude.
Like, did she snap or is this really like her being held down?
There is some shady stuff going on with her. It is real creepy. In a preview clip of David Letterman's Netflix show, my next guest needs no introduction. Kanye West gets emotional talking about mental health struggles and what it's like to have a bipolar episode.
I feel a heightened connection with the universe when I'm ramping up. It is a health issue. This is like a sprained brain, like having a sprained ankle. And if someone has a sprained ankle, you're not gonna push on him more. With us, once our brain gets to a point of spraining, people do everything to make it worse.
I thought that was a really great way to explain.
I've never heard
bipolar.
Of a sprained brain before.
Sprain
never heard
brain.
That.
Not spring break. Sprained brain. Drake and Draymond Green exchanged some words as the Warriors forward exited the court after the final buzzer sounded last night. Allegedly, the rapper called Green trash. Also, at some point in the first half, Drake called Steph Curry over to his seats to do him a friendly favor. The rapper decided to take a fun dig at the two-time MVP, making fun of his hair. In his post-game conference, Green was asked about his exchange with Drake.
It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him and he didn't push me. We talked. We barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle. Not really what I personally would consider a scuffle.
Somebody needs to punch Drake in the face when he's courtside at an event.
Drake is like going too far. He's so extra. He picked Harlan out of Steph Curry's hair and he's selling it on eBay.
Yeah, so he's auctioning off Steph Curry's hair, lint. He wore a Del Curry Raptors jersey, and he covered up his KD and Steph tattoos and then called Draymond trash.
Now, I thought the Del Curry Raptors jersey was hilarious. That was such a good move.
I don't know what any of this means. I just know it sounds juicy and funny.
Del Curry is Steph Curry's dad.
Okay.
Who used to play for the Raptors.
Got it.
When he was in the NBA.
Ah.
Yes.
The shade.
Sports talk with Liv the Web Girl every day at this time.
And Tori Spelling has been so difficult on the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot that writers decided it was better to walk away from the project than deal with the temperamental actress. Sources say Spelling didn't want to portray her real life, which is being broken on the D-list, and instead wanted to live in a big mansion in Beverly Hills and show the life she envisioned her character would be leading. In an effort to accommodate her, her husband, Dean McDermott, was cut from the show, but sources say that was not enough for her, and the reboot's original team of writers eventually had enough of her and decided it was just easier to quit. Coming up in less than an hour, you will not believe what alleged child killer Casey Anthony is doing.
If it's teaching kids, that would be a hell of a surprise.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
It's your chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show and share a little something freaky about yourself. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We got Alvin on this morning. Hi, Alvin.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Happy Friday to you. Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Dude, man, I'm one of those dudes that I'm like paranoid about my age, man, dude. It's pretty wild, man. Like, no one really knows how old I am, so.
Well, how old are you?
Well, I'm 42 with a birthday due up this fall, so.
Okay.
Well, the big 4-3.
And how old do people think you are, Alvin?
Honestly, like, probably early mid-20s. I mean, I guess I was born with good genes. I mean, I'm fit. I'm not like a super gym rat, but people, they all the time think I'm like in my mid-20s, early 20s. So.
Wow, you're lucky. I remember when I worked in radio, when I first started out as a younger guy in Michigan, I met a dude and we did this like baseball trip or something. We took some listeners to a game and they kept on checking his ID. The guy was 45. I kid you not, he didn't even look 21.
What?
He only one person in my life I met, but he looked so young, baby-faced. It was just incredible. He wasn't even like in good shape like you're saying you are, but I guess I kind of understand what you're talking about. It is very weird how some people, they look like they're minors and they're adults.
That is wild. Alvin, dude, you haven't gotten any work done?
Yo, but no, not at all. And the thing about it is so interesting you made that statement. I'm in the entertainment business, so that's the industry that I'm in, so. I mean, it's such a paranoia, man. And they're like, they discriminate against age. So I'm super paranoid about it. And it's crazy that you just mentioned the license, dude. I was doing a episode for a show, and they wanted to use my actual license because they wanted to zoom in on a picture. And I was so freaked out. I was like, oh, I don't have it. It's in the trailer. And they were like, oh, we'll go get it. I said, just give me anyone. They were like, no, we want to zoom in on the picture because we heard you talking that you're still using your picture since you were 16 and 17. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude.
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest thing. I, like, covered my hand and just zoom in on the picture, and I wouldn't let anybody hold it, man. It's just like, oh, God, it's straight paranoia. Like,
why are you so paranoid, Alvin, if people know your real age, that you're 42 going on 43?
Dude, because I, on the show, like, when I play everyone, I always book roles for, like, mid-20s, early-20s, dude. No one, I'm telling you, like, okay, my hairline, like, my hair is the only thing that you can tell if it were to grow out. The gray hairs are starting to set in. So, like, I totally keep it cut extremely low. I darken it. I mean, so I don't even take that risk. It's just, I know I won't get any gigs. And I mean, not only that, though, like, so if I'm not filming, I'm a DJ. And there's no way these guys are going to party with me. Like, nah, there's just no way.
Because if they found out, like, the guy that's DJing in the club with them is older like that, like in their 40s or something, you think that they would be weirded out?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I already know because I'm just listening at the conversation. I mean, even though, yes, we have the knowledge, yes, we've done everything they have, but, dude, they'll freak out.
See, I don't know if I care
how old my DJ is.
I don't either, as long as that DJ drops a high porn.
Right. As long as it's, like, actually good, like, the mixes are good and stuff, I don't think I've ever thought about how old a guy is that's DJing in the club.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just industry's, like, getting the best of me, but I exclusively shop at Buckle. I mean, I'm not even, that's just what I do. I'm involved in Twitter. Dude, it's to the point, I run a fan page for Billie Eilish, so I'm just, like, freaked out, man. I mean, it's just Twitter page for her, so it's just, it is what it is.
You run a Billie Eilish fan Twitter.
Yeah.
And you're, like, in your 40s. Okay, I mean, that's definitely a little strange. But, like, what about your personal relationships? I mean, do you not tell anyone in your life how old you are? Like, is it only your family members that really know, or
no,
what?
No, like, it's only my family. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I mean, I would like to. I'm not saying it, like, I don't. No. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was in a long-term relationship. I mean, I literally was. I mean, I think we dated for like 6-7 years.
Wow.
I mean, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, but she never knew that I was almost like 18, 19 years older than her.
Whoa. Yeah. See, that's where it gets creepy. Not that you are almost 20 years older than her, but the fact that you're hiding
it
like
that. That she didn't know. That would be, I would be like so shocked. I would feel like everything was a lie.
Dad?
Knowing that the guy I dated was that much older but never told me.
I guarantee you, when you were when you were sleeping, she probably went and looked at your ID. Like, I mean, she would have had to.
No, what do you think? She's crazy like Alex? Come on now.
I mean,
no, this is why you run a background check on every guy you date.
Like,
see,
I said,
you have, like, he's not a bad guy. It doesn't sound like you're a bad guy, Alvin. It just, but I would want to know that.
I mean, I'm not. I can't afford for my age to come out. I mean, I freak out when it's my birthday. I totally avoid the subject. So
I think you're kind of worrying about something that you don't need to worry about. Live the web, girl. Go ahead. What do you want to say to Alvin?
I think that everyone knows his age, but they know that he's just so scared about it that they don't bring it up to him. Because, I mean, the name Alvin, they don't make those anymore. There's no 20-year-olds. There's no 20-year-olds named Alvin.
All right, Alvin. Well, you know what? Not the freakiest thing we've ever done, but...
It is interesting.
It is interesting, man.
I feel bad that you feel like you can't just be yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, don't. I mean, I'm cool with it. It's my lifestyle. I mean, sort of a choice, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, I'm sure you're busy. You probably have to go update that Billie Eilish Twitter account or whatever. So thank you so much for calling in this morning, Alvin, for Freak Show Friday.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Hey, if you want to be on Freak Show Friday, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is email the show, joanalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs, Twitter and Instagram. It's @JoeAndAlexShow. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And, I mean, cheating in a relationship, or at least being accused of it, that's nothing really new. But I've never heard this being a reason for somebody being accused of cheating. And then the boyfriend's answer to how to prove she's not cheating, it's just insane. A boyfriend is making his girlfriend pretty much go doo-doo, go poo-poo, to prove that she didn't cheat on him.
How does that correlate?
All right. This is what I saw. This woman admitted that she forgot to flush her toilet one night. Hours later, her boyfriend came over and asked, "Who pooped in the toilet?" Oh, poor girl. She explained she forgot to flush, but he didn't believe her. He asked, "What kind of poop is in your toilet?" He called her a liar because he said, quote, "No girl could take a dump that big."
Oh my gosh, are you joking?
I mean, listen, guys, if we don't know this already, girls can poop too. Not like they have like little like bunny turds or something. The boyfriend walked out but agreed to meet the next day for lunch, I guess, and they talked it over. He still didn't believe her, but he's willing to give her a second chance.
Now, are you joking me? A second chance?
I mean, Alex, to be fair, I think that's an actual reasonable excuse. Like if it's a monster, if it's like a king cobra in the toilet all curled up waiting to go.
Okay, you don't have to describe it.
Well, that's what we got to figure out if he's cheating or not, or she's cheating, okay? Don't let this girl off the hook just yet. So he said he wanted to see her go to the bathroom in front of her, in front of him, to prove that her poop actually looked like that.
Okay, you don't need to go to this extreme, number one, but number two.
You said number two.
No pun intended. Number two, no pun intended. This guy is kind of petty goals. Like, like his level of crazy, I'm kind of feeling it.
Prove it with your poop. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know if you think this guy is fair to ask her to prove it, that she's not cheating, because honestly, that's quick thinking on her feet. I mean, do girls really go that big?
You know, if this guy was dating Alex, he'd have to be waiting 2 weeks for Alex to go again.
Like, I'd be glad to do that. Let's see here. My calendar says next Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be a good time. If you can block off the evening, I'll make sure you're there. The girlfriend said that she loves her guy, but you know what? It's kind of weird and bizarre and gross. She's like, how the heck do I handle this? What do I do? I say you do the do. You do a doo-doo in the toilet.
You know, if the guy was actually crazy, he would get a sample of it before she flushed it, send it to a DNA testing center.
Genius.
And see whose it is.
Genius. I'm on Team Pork Chop with this one.
Now, you have fun scooping that thing. I'm not touching that. But I mean, as crazy as that sounds, though, it does make sense, though. Because, I mean, if this thing was huge, which it could have been, maybe she had a lot of fiber that day or the day before, I could honestly see that if I came home, like, I know what my wife's stuff looks like. I mean, not that I wanted to, but I've seen it before in the toilet.
Good grief.
Lord knows she's seen mine when the toilet doesn't flush. I think that's another way to tell if your partner's cheating, is it not?
I guess it could be. It's definitely crazy. There's no way around that. It is crazy, but it's kind of evil genius crazy.
Alex, you have a boyfriend, and he comes over.
I don't. You're being hypothetical.
Hypothetical here. Yeah. Yep, hypothetical.
this happens. He's like, Alex, whose is this? She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to flush.
I think it's funny, so I kind of would probably be like, sure, stay in here. Lock the door, make him suffer.
Oh, gross. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I think that's crazy. I would end the relationship right then and there. I mean, those are just signs of a control freak. I mean, if he's going to make her go to the bathroom in front of him, what's to say he's not going to do something crazier down the road?
But what's crazier than that?
I mean, are you really missing the point, though, that like there was a giant steaming thing there?
It doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, that's like me saying, okay, a girl can't go to the bathroom. I mean, maybe she had something big to eat the day before, you know, something that was hurting her stomach. But I kind of agree with Alex. I mean, I would do it just to be petty, be like, fine, you want to stay in here with me in the bathroom and go to the bathroom? Fine, I will. And yep. Once I proved him right, I'd say get out.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call, Anonymous. We appreciate it. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, man, would you ever do this to a lady?
I want to know, like, who does that and doesn't flush?
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's so gross.
I think people accidentally don't flush. Like, my wife, Lindsay, if she's listening right now, she'd call in. I don't do it because I think it is gross. But our toilet in our place, like, the plumbing is very old, and I swear to God I flush, but sometimes it doesn't go anywhere, and I thought it did. So maybe that's what happened to this girl, and it was just stuck there, and she thought it went down.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Some dude goes over, and he's at a girl's house who's with somebody, and he's being sketchy and doesn't flush. Is he trying to get her caught?
Ooh, yeah, like maybe that way the relationship's over. You know what? You're a mad genius over here.
I had a guy do this in high school that I was talking to. I came over, he had not flushed, and I immediately broke up with him and walked out.
You didn't even think maybe the toilet was broken?
No, I knew that it was a 18-year-old boy being a boy and gross, and I was like, I'm not doing this. No thanks.
All right, could have been the love of your life, just flushing it down the drain there, Alex. You can let us know what you think. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, can everybody real quick, if it's safe to do so, can you look at your wrist? Like, just maybe you can look at your forearm, then turn it over and look at the back part. I want to know if this is true. I saw this on Twitter. A girl was asking if all women have this, but why not include the dudes too? She says, do all women have a freckle in the middle of their wrist? She believes they does. This girl on Twitter named Erin posted a photo of her wrist alongside of her friend's wrist, making the claim that every woman has a freckle in the middle of their wrist. And to prove her theory, she asked, you know, everybody else on the internet about that. And apparently the freckle challenge has kind of gone viral now. But I know I'm a dude with, you know, a little bit of estrogen running through me, but I got a freckle on my wrist where she's talking about.
You do?
Got a little one right there.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Joe is a woman.
I've always thought that for sure. Now check yourself.
I do not have a freckle in the middle of my wrist. I have freckles all over my body, moles all over my body.
Maybe you're a man.
I know. So I just have them everywhere else. I have a freckle on the middle of one of my knuckles, on my index
wrist.
Finger. I have close to my wrist, but that's more like my forearm, I think.
I honestly want to count that. I borderline want to count that because that's close to your wrist.
The worst thing is I have a mole on the side of my boob, which I cannot stand.
Well, maybe we'll see that one day. Liv the Web Girl, what about you? You got a wrist up in there with little freckle weckle?
I don't have a freckle on my wrist.
Show it. Prove it. Show us your wrist.
Flick
oh, my
wrist.
God. Flick of the wrist.
But
other side.
I do.
Other side. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, other side. Neither side do I have one on my wrist, but I do have a freckle on my hand.
That is weird.
And I have one on the other side of my hand. And I also have like a freckle mole on my boob, but it's not on the side of my boob. It's like on the cleavage of my boob. So if I show any cleavage, you can see this freckle.
Yeah, I've got a freckle. I do a freckle on the inside of my palm on the bottom of my thumb. That's about it.
How about me? Does this count right
Yes,
here?
That counts. So Pork Chop and I once again proving we're the most feminine thing here on the Joe and Alex show. You can be anonymous because, listen, we do overshare a little bit here on the Joe and Alex show, but we want to know the weird things that your family does, or maybe they did do, that you thought were normal. You thought, oh, man, everybody must do this, but life went on, and you're like, oh, what the hell? It is not normal at all. Trust me. This is a group of friends and family, 833-JOE-ALEX. You're more than welcome to share. If you need to be anonymous, well, just make sure you tell Pork Chop or Liv that when you get the phone, when we pick up on you, and we can certainly do that for you. But I wanted to go through some of these examples, but I'm hoping that you will call in right now at 833-JOE-ALEX and tell us something that, you know, might be weird things that your family does or did, but you thought for a long time they were normal. Here's a few examples. One person said, in my family, if you took a bite of dinner that was too hot, hot, the rest of the family would blow in your mouth until it cooled off.
Like, ew! Get out of here. No way.
That's hilarious.
That's weird, but it's not really gross. What, Alex, you never had hot food? And you're like...
Yeah, but I don't want my mom and dad almost making out with me.
They're not tonguing
you. Yeah, but you're getting so close to your mouth and blowing inside your mouth. No, thank you.
Okay. Now, this is kind of another food-related thing. This person said, whenever we go out and got fast food, we'd all put our fries together in a big mound to share in the middle of the table. Kind of like, hey, these are our communal fries. Once they were at a friend's house and they, you know, bought some fast food, so the girl put the fries on the plate and pushed it to the middle of the table. Everybody looked at her like, what the hell are you doing? Kind
yeah,
of strange here.
I would too.
Absolutely not. You do not share your fries with anyone.
Wow. But I mean, a lot of people have communal dishes. You never share food like that? Like if you get like takeout, like Chinese or something, you don't just say, I'm going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of like in the middle?
I mean, maybe Chinese with the rice, but that's about it.
Okay, okay. We've talked about this before, unfortunately, and this is the grossest one here. They said that they had a diarrhea spoon. They would test its consistency and find out how dehydrated that everybody was in the family.
No, thanks.
Moving on from that.
All right. They said this one right here reminds me of Alex and Porkchop, who grew up in a very conservative household. And like Alex, you used to talk about how your mom's like with music, like, listen to music. If it was inappropriate, she'd break your CDs. And,
yep, she was very, very strict.
And you weren't allowed to trick or treat, right? Is that true?
I have never been trick or treating.
Okay, that is so crazy.
Well, then this is just like you. Instead of trick or treating on Halloween, this person said their parents made them go around to different doors in the basement and answer Bible questions to receive candy.
Oh, man, that is brutal. Okay, so my mom would take me to church trunk or treat, so my parents did that. So, like, at least we did get to do that.
So it was more of a safety thing, not a religious thing?
No, it was 100% religious.
Same with me.
Well, then what's the difference between trunk or treat?
Because it was at the purposes, it's not trick or treating, like, based on Halloween, which, like, is satanic. This is, you know, my mom's thoughts. So trunk or treat, you're just at your church and you're just getting candy from people that you are going to church with, whatever.
Hey, Anonymous.
It's like the same thing to me, I feel
You're on the Joe and Alex Show, Anonymous. What do you want to say?
Hello.
Hey, what did you want to say?
Oh, I always thought it was normal to put ketchup in a ham sandwich.
Ew.
I used to have a babysitter and she had her kids and like we'd have pancakes sometimes for breakfast, but she would put ketchup, or at least the kids would put ketchup on their pancakes. That's really
so
gross.
Messed up.
Sorry, Anonymous, but that sounds kind of gross too. I mean, I love ketchup. I will drown my fries in ketchup. I'll put ketchup on my burger or on my weenie, but ketchup on a sandwich like that, I don't know.
Dylan says that he grew up always thinking that you sit down when you take a shower, sit on the floor. The bathtub floor.
Honestly, that is a game changer when you're hungover. It is a game changer.
I thought the game changer when you're hungover in the shower is that you take a beer with you in the shower.
Do that and sit down.
This one right here said, our family had a communal underwear drawer until I was in high school. Apparently, that's not common.
What in the world?
I mean, it's not all the same size, like boys and girls. It's not, I mean, obviously not frilly. I mean, no, it sounds gross, but is it really that weird if they're cleaned and they're nice?
Yeah, well, Joe's saying that because he wore his mother's underwear.
Like one time because I didn't have any clean laundry.
Like, yeah. I'm not being fun. Like, that's a real story.
I had to. What do you?
Wait,
I wasn't,
did you actually?
I really?
Yes.
Did?
When I say that, that's a real thing. He shared it on the show like 2 years ago.
You guys, here's the thing. You make things sound like they were my mom's sexy silk panties. No, these were a pair of underwear and I didn't have any.
Ew, that is so disgusting.
You know what?
That is so weird.
Look at you guys judging away over here.
That's just bizarre to me.
Okay, what's weirder though? Joe wearing his mom's underwear or me, even now as an adult, having my mom clean my ears out for me with Q-tips?
The ears being cleaned out still as an adult woman.
I don't think the question what's weirder, what's more pathetic. And I think... Oh, man, this is a hard one.
You are so wrong. Like, what are you talking about? It's not weird at all.
I don't know. I think you guys are both strange for both of those.
And here's a final one right here, another pork chop and Alex-related thing, I'm assuming. This person said, my mother was so religious that I thought deviled eggs were called angel eggs until I was 15.
Oh, we couldn't use a dust devil vacuum in my house. Wasn't allowed.
That is so extra.
Get that weapon of Satan out of here. They said when I was 15, I said angel eggs at a family gathering, and everybody looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
They probably didn't say that. They probably said, heck.
H-E double hockey sticks. What's wrong with you? All right, you can let us know if you got anything else. A little weird, a little strange that you thought was normal. You're like, oh, man, I'm a little weird, aren't I? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you need to be honest. Would you do this for your significant other if they asked you? Would you flip pancakes in public? By the way, find out in just a few seconds who here on the Joe and Alex Show has actually done this and got caught. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So, Liv, Jewel Daddy's asking you to do this?
No, absolutely not. But a girl I just saw like wrote in on like an internet column and was like, I've been married for like 5 years and my husband's dream has always been to flip pancakes in public.
Some people get turned on by that stuff.
Exactly. And he really, really wants her to do that for him and a compromise for him. And mm-hmm. she was like, that's like my biggest fear. Like, not only is it not hot, but I just think it's absolutely terrifying. Like, the thought of getting caught. But like, should I make this compromise for my husband and to like try to like spice up my marriage after 5 years? And I just thought it was like an interesting question. Like, would you do that for your significant other, or would you just do it at all?
No.
I don't think it's that big of a request, because you're already going to be like flipping pancakes if you're with somebody. That's not like a weird new style or different thing you've never done before. It's just a different place. It's a location.
Not a chance. I can't like relax. Like if I, like I'm the type of person, I hate getting in trouble. So I would just be so paranoid the entire time. I wouldn't even be able to relax and enjoy it because I'd be like so scared that the police are going to come over. Or we
the
get
risk
kicked
wouldn't
out.
Turn you on at all?
No, the risk would freak me out and then I would have so much anxiety and stuff that I couldn't even focus or enjoy it.
Yeah, so I feel the same exact way. I could never in my life. I'm always terrified of getting in trouble, like all the time with any sort of like authority or security or anything like that. And but I have a friend and their relationship, they would do this all the time. It was kind of the only thing that was keeping them together in their relationship. And one time they were walking through a parking lot at like 10 o'clock at night, leaving a restaurant. They saw a car that was unlocked.
You are kidding.
A stranger's car.
No, they did not.
They went into the stranger's car that was unlocked and did it in there. And she said she gets so, like, it just does it for her.
Yeah, that would turn me on hearing that. That sounds hot.
The risk, like all of it, like the anxiety, like all of it plays into like it just absolutely doing it for her and for him.
Dude, imagine how hot this girl gets when she's watching like scary movies.
833-JOE-ALEX, would you do this for your partner? I mean, have you done this before? Are you kind of freaked out? You're like, there's absolutely no way I could ever do that.
Liv, does a forest count, like a public state park or something?
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
I don't think so.
I do, because people are walking around trails and everything.
I mean, were you camping?
No.
No, he's just walking.
I don't know. I just don't think a forest counts. I think of a public place as in like a public establishment where there's
like
staff,
the movie theater.
Like a movie theater.
A changing
a
room
restaurant.
At a store.
Exactly.
I would definitely count outdoors. And speaking of outdoors flipping pancakes, when people are doing that in the ocean or on a beach or whatever, I do not understand. Or in pools, like the whole water thing is weird to me. I just don't understand how that works. I just feel like that.
I don't get that.
There's a lot of just questions I have about how stuff works. But then also the whole sand and all that stuff. Why? That's got to be uncomfortable.
The beach thing, no. I don't want sand on my butt.
Or
crack,
twig in your back
and
when
you
you're
probably don't want
in
it in
the
your
forest.
Hoo-ha. No, I actually did two things that you're talking about. When I had a girlfriend, what was I, like 21? Way before I met my wife, Lindsay, and we only dated for like 4 or 5 months, but she was just a freak. I really liked her, but we hooked up in my DJ van, my creeper DJ van that had a bed in the back.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
And it was, because I went to this big party. It was like a beer Olympics, so we were drinking, playing games all day, and it was like 11 o'clock. Everybody's passing out, but then like I guess everybody rallied because her and I went and hooked up in my van, and everybody starts like, yeah, Joe!
No! I couldn't focus during
they
all that.
They start shaking it. That same weekend, we hooked up the other night in the lake.
Ew. Okay.
Oh, that
no.
is nasty. The lake. You don't
lake
know
water.
What kind of stuff is in there.
Well, I mean, I'm more worried about her if you think about it than me. But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. But I, like, for me personally, like, my wife Lindsay would never do that now. She'd be like, hell to the no.
Yeah, I would too.
But I don't know. I thought it was kind of hot. So I think if, like, my wife asked me to, I would do it for her.
Wow.
Let's go to Victoria. Hey, Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Yeah. I think that it's also hot. And I've done it before.
Where'd you do it at?
In a moving elevator.
Okay, see, I don't have the courage to do that.
It started moving. At first it wasn't, and then it started moving out to a floor, so we got finished very quickly, and then it was someone that I knew had come into the elevator.
Oh, so awkward.
Ooh.
That's real awkward. Hey, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? You ever flip some pancakes in public?
Oh, yeah. I did it at a Schlitterbahn water park.
No way. Oh, on the slide or what? God. Where were you?
Shut it down.
So, we did it in the dressing room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just turned around and there was no clothes on her.
Oh.
Wait, but isn't it like separate? I could be wrong, but isn't it like a men's dressing room and a women's?
No, we just went into the same one, bruh.
All right. Yeah, there's probably like family dressing rooms, you know,
I don't think the family room was meant to start a family. I think it's for people that already had families.
It was funny because when we walked out, all the parents were staring at me and they were like, shame.
Shame on you.
Shame on you for desecrating the water park.
Does this count? So I have done this. When I've been at someone's house, like a house party or something like that, or a gathering of friends, I have tried to get a boyfriend to go into the bathroom with me to like mess around and make out. And they always are like, no, that's so, like our friends are right there. And so I do think that's hot because it's like, you know that your friends are like so close, but they never want to do that.
See, I don't think that's in public.
Okay, so that doesn't count as public.
No.
Okay.
All right, well.
Then I guess I'm still pretty normal.
I'm glad to hear that Alex is borderline freaky at times. Put that in your Bumble profile.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
First of all, we might be living in the Twilight Zone. We got all this new music last night. Cardi B, Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry. And I listened to all of it. The Cardi B was extremely underwhelming, so I'm sorry to disappoint you if you've not listened to it. I think it's called Press, right?
Yep, called Press, yep.
It was so underwhelming. It was probably her worst song yet, so that sucked. The Miley Cyrus, I liked some of the songs. I didn't love them, but then Katy Perry dropped this new single on us last night called Never Really Over, and everyone is talking about it. I'm in like 8 group chats over this song. There was a lot of new music that came out, but this one is the one that people are really loving in the last 24 hours, and it looks like even Katy's enemy, Taylor Swift, loves it too, because Taylor just added the song into her Apple Music playlist that showcases songs she really loves. She put the Katy Perry song at the number 13 spot. This is Never Really Over. Up, throw away the key, put me in jail. I'm such a traitor to Taylor Swift for liking this song, but I cannot help it. It's a smash. This
what
is
are you
going to
do?
Be, I'm predicting, this is going to be Katy Perry's first successful single in years.
What are you
going
to do when the song comes out on Taylor's new album, which has Katy Perry on it?
Oh,
what are you going to do then?
It'll hurt my heart a little bit.
Well,
hopefully it'll
be
good.
Better start preparing it.
Casey Anthony is having a film made about her life, including sex scenes, her murder trial acquittal, and claims that she was told to cover up her 2-year-old daughter Kaylee's drowning death. The movie is going to be called As I Was Told. It will be shot in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. What are the freaking odds of that? And it comes 8 years after she was acquitted in 2011 for the murder of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee Anthony. In the days following Kaylee's death, Casey admits, yes, I drank and carried on like nothing happened. The movie was done because she basically wants to say, this is what I was told to do. I was told to act this way. I was told to behave this way. I had to put on a fake persona throughout those 31 days. Kaylee's body was found in December of 2008 in trash bags in a woodland area behind Orlando, Florida, and the home of her grandparents, George and Cindy Anthony. Casey told Daily Mail that she does not want to make money from the movie. I just feel like my truth needs to be out there. I need to close the book. The low-budget picture will feature amateur actors and the unnamed filmmakers who normally run a theater group. They claim that they've never made a movie before, so we'll see. This could be
awful. Are you going to go get some popcorn and watch this?
I probably will watch it out of curiosity
and
because I just absolutely hate this girl and I just really want to see what she does in this thing.
I get to see you yelling through, UPI, boo!
I, would probably yell. When Cardi B canceled several shows to recover from liposuction and cosmetic surgeries, haters called her lazy on social media for going under the knife rather than exercise. So Cardi B hit back at them on Instagram.
Like, oh, you lazy. You should just work out, this and that. What I want, let me tell you something. I do what I want. I don't have the time of day like you do. Like, my job as an entertainer is a 24-hour job, bro. So, no, I don't have time to work out, and I wanted specific things that I know that no matter how much I work out, is not going to get fixed. Like, my boobs, no matter how much I work out, they were not going to lift themselves. So, yeah, I had to get surgery.
She can do what she wants, but people can say what she wants. Like, getting mad at people commenting about it. Like, dude, you comment on everyone, and you tell everyone that, like, I'm allowed to voice my opinion. So then when other people start voicing their opinion, when it's negative about her, she gets all offended. She needs to chill.
Yeah, Cardi B, you can't be butthurt, okay?
Meryl Streep made some controversial comments saying that the phrase toxic masculinity is unfair and dangerous towards men.
Half of the people in law school in America are women, half, more than half in medical school. We're making incursions in business. We're coming up from the bottom. It's just that upper echelon we haven't broken through. And women's issues are men's problems.
Yeah. Sarah, do you want to say something?
For years, fans of Rihanna have been pronouncing her name wrong, and now they're freaking out. During an interview with British Vogue, Rihanna introduced herself with a whole different pronunciation. Instead of saying Rihanna, she said, "Hello, British Vogue, it's Rihanna." Fans reacted and are now questioning how to really pronounce her name. One fan wrote, "So we've been pronouncing Rihanna's name wrong the whole time." Another one said, "All of y'all who say you don't pronounce Rihanna with a hard ah on the Anna are lying unprovoked."
So it's Rihanna.
So it's Rihanna, yeah.
Rihanna.
I guess.
I'm just going to go with Rihanna if you don't mind.
I'm sticking with Rihanna too. Right. Cops in Chicago released 470 pages of files of the investigation into Jussie Smollett, and they revealed the Empire actor claimed he didn't believe the Nigerian brothers were behind the attack. He said it can't be them. They're black as sin. The documents show Smollett changed his story throughout the police investigation, first telling police one of his attackers was white, then pale, then admitted that he had presumed they were white because of what they claimed to have said to him, which was, "This is MAGA country." And months before the incident, the actor texted the brothers asking for a Molly Connect and good pills.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Breakups suck. They're never fun. And the thing that's always left over is sometimes your ex's crap. 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you do with your ex's stuff? Did you hold on to it for a while? Did you throw it out immediately into the dumpster? That's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl. What's going on with you?
Okay, so Jewel Daddy's ex came by yesterday to pick up her stuff.
And if you're wondering who's Jewel Daddy, that's Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend.
Yeah, so, and we've been dating for 11 months. And so, I mean, it's, we've been dating for a long time.
Almost. And how long did they date?
They dated for, like, I guess 3 years. But okay. It was kind of like on and off. It might have been like 3.5 years. But she was living at his house. And so when they broke up, she had like a lot of things there. And so I think she got like the majority of her stuff out, but there was some stuff just still left over. And I guess he was kind of like, "I'm not going to reach out." And I guess she was like, "I'm not going to reach out," like whatever. He just like wasn't really that worried about it.
Right.
All of their like stuff.
Why would you not reach out and say, "Hey, do you want your stuff?" Like immediately when it's over, like when you know it's over, maybe a month after the breakup, there's no chance of reconciling it. Like, I wouldn't just let it sit there.
Because I think sometimes when that happens, and after you're in a relationship for so long, and if things didn't end well, you need some time to just be like, "Oh, I need to take a breather. I need to get like my life back to normal." And I think that's kind of like what he was feeling. But I mean, my boyfriend broke up with her kind of. It was like mostly his doing. So he didn't want to throw any of her stuff away. One, because he didn't want like a reason for her to be mad at him. And two, my boyfriend is just like, honestly, like a really, really good guy, almost to the point where it's like annoying. And he was like, "I'm not going to throw away like another person's stuff. Like, she's not a bad person. Like, we just didn't work out. Like, I'm not going to throw away hundreds of dollars worth of her things."
What if she would have cheated on him? Do you think that your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, would have tossed it in the garbage?
I think so. But then that's when I think it's fair. Like, I think what he did was the right thing. I don't think it would have been fair at all for him to throw away any of her stuff. So he boxed it up. He kept it in his garage for like ever, for like the past year. And she just now reached out to him and was like, hey, can I pick it up? And he's like, yeah, no problem. So
she's lucky that he actually kept it for almost a year. That's insane.
Right. But so I wasn't mad about it. I think he handled it very like well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend, when she got dumped, she threw all of her ex's stuff away.
You can't do that. Even if somebody cheats on you, you can't throw their stuff away. I know you want to do it. It's, as Alex would say, petty goals, but you can't throw their crap away.
I think depending on how the relationship ended, yes, you can. Because she came home one day from work and all of his stuff was moved out of her apartment, and he took the dog and stole the dog away from her. So I think she has every right to throw away anything she wants to.
Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your situation?
So my ex-husband left all of his stuff at my place, including all of his tools. So I sold them all for over $4,000, and I kept the money.
Nice.
$4,000 worth of tools? That's like theft.
Wow.
Did he sue you?
Yeah. No.
Oh my, I would be suing you if you sold $4,000 of my stuff. That's not your stuff.
He abandoned it. He left the house, left everything in it, stopped paying rent. So.
Wow. Yeah, if he stopped paying rent, then you deserve to sell his stuff because you got to have money to go towards the rent then.
Wow. All right, Anna.
That's kind of like what I did with a couple of my exes. One of them had given me, the day that he broke up with me, this was stupid on his part, he gave me a Tiffany's necklace. And so as soon as we broke up, I went on eBay. I put it up there. I was like, breakup special and all this stuff. So I got a couple $100.
Oh, my God.
And it sold like almost immediately. And then another ex, I had just gotten him basketball tickets. And so I put those up on Instagram. I was like, who wants these? And I sold those within like 30 seconds. So I made a couple $100 off those. So, you know, it's kind of like a business for me at this point. Breakup.
You're just flipping stuff. Breakup, yeah. Buy it, flip
it. I'm the Joanna Gaines of breakups. I just flip those things.
I'm very proud of you right there. If my wife ever divorces me, I'll send Lindsay your way, okay?
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Anytime we can work in Mountain Dew, it's going to be a good dummy of the day. A woman was suspected of shoplifting from a Walmart in North Carolina, and she was caught by police after they found her hiding in the trunk of her car. The thing is, she was drenched in Mountain Dew. The woman told police that she soaked herself when she did the dew in an attempt to stay cool in the sweltering heat of the trunk. So I guess her hiding spot kind of got warm. She's like, well, there's only one way to stay cool.
God.
Outlast the cops.
There's nothing worse than being hot than just being hot and sticky like that, though.
I don't know. That kind of sounds tasty. Mountain Dew, just like, yummy. She was suspected, by the way, her major crime of taking about $20 worth of stuff from Walmart and shoving into her purse. When the Walmart staff questioned her, she took off running. That's when police ended up looking at the surveillance video and they began inspecting cars when they noticed, wait, that vehicle with the trunk lid is kind of slightly open. So they went over there and that's when they found her crunched down in the trunk, just doing her thing with Mountain Dew all over her. She was charged with shoplifting.
You know, if she was smart, she would have stolen a fan, maybe some ice waters, and some popsicles.
Yeah, like an AC converter or something to stay cool. Well, then again, Alex, she wouldn't be our dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on the radio now. And last night was the finale of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Those smart little kids, they made me so mad because I'm just so dumb. There were 8 winners. Yeah, you're like, wait, 8? Yeah, they actually did. They ended up all tying and they got their hand on the trophy. For the first time, they say, in the 94-year history, the Spelling Bee ended in an 8-way tie. The 8 co-champions spelled the final 47 words correctly, going through 5 consecutive perfect rounds. My question is, why didn't we have more words? You can't have an 8-way tie. Each kid, though, is getting hooked up with $50,000.
Dang.
Whoa. $50,000? Yeah, I wish I would have learned how to spell. If you would have told me there was an incentive to it, I would have tried.
They should have had me be the spelling czar or whatever you call that person, because you would not be able to pass my words.
I have friends who bet on the spelling bee. Like, you can bet on the kids, like, who's going to win. And, like, I don't know how that works. Does everyone with all 8 of those win?
Oh, yeah. You're probably
right. Like, how do they split the money?
You probably get a little piece. Everybody does.
All right. Now, check this out. I might as well admit it if you don't know by now. I, Joe, from the Joe and Alex Show, can't really spell. I've gotten by in life just talking for a living. Thank God this job doesn't check me on my grammar or my spelling, or I would have been fired years ago. But occasionally we like to put my knowledge of spelling to the test, and we do a little thing we call What the Spell. Who's got the words today?
Me.
Oh, God.
All right. First word is iguana.
I used to have two green iguanas. I called them no toes because when we got him from the pet store, half his toes were missing.
Ew.
It's not his fault.
How do you spell it?
Iguana. I-G-U-A-N. I-G-U-A-N. I-A, yeah. I-G-U-N-I-A. Iguana.
Nope, you just spell iguania. So that is incorrect. The correct spelling is I-G-U-A-N-A.
Well, that's close. Okay. Just an extra letter.
Okay. The next word is roll, as in I got a movie roll.
R-O-L-E. Roll.
Correct.
Yeah, baby. My favorite thing to eat is a roll. R-O-L-L.
Yes. Yeah. See, I thought that might trick you up.
You know I get hungry.
The next word is infatuated. I was infatuated with them.
Infatuated. All right, a new rule. No more than four syllables. Jeez, that's a long one. Infatuated. I-N-F-A-T-U. W-A-I-T-E-D. Infatuated.
Incorrect.
What?
I don't think there's a W.
There's no W. I-N-F-A-T-U-A-T-E-D.
That was close.
Okay, the next word is playwright. He was a playwright for the musical.
Oh, that's easy. Playwright. P-L-A-Y. Playwright. Is it R-W? Because sometimes they do the W when it should be an R first. Playwright. I'm going to go with P-L-A-Y-R-I-G-H-T, playwright.
Very close, but no.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, okay.
There is a W in this one.
Son of a biscuit!
P-L-A-Y-W-R-I-G-H-T.
That's what I said.
Next word is weird. That. He was weird.
Oh, that's weird. That's easy. W-E-I-R-D.
Correct.
Weird.
The next word is Arctic. It was Arctic temperatures.
I like a good Arctic blast occasionally in my life. Arctic. A-R-T-I-C, Arctic.
Incorrect.
Arctic.
It is capital A, and Porkchop was right. It is capital A-R-C-T-I-C, Arctic.
Oh, I thought you said Arctic.
Well, it probably sounds close to that. That's a very miscommonly...
If you would have said Arctic, I would have said it right.
I thought she did.
I thought I did, too. But that's a very... that's a commonly misspelled word, I guess, because people forget that other C.
I'm going to give myself half a point.
Cemetery is the next word, also known as a graveyard. Cemetery.
Now, this trips some people off because you think like sema. It's not an S. It begins with a C. A little fun fact for you. Cemetery. C-E-M-E-N-T-A-R-E-Y. Cemetery.
Incorrect.
There's an N in there. Like cement.
There's no N.
Yes, there is.
No, there's
nope.
Not. It's cemetery.
Semen. C-E-M-E-N.
Nope. That's something else. C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. Cemetery.
Whatever.
Popular. Ooh. They were popular.
That does not apply to me ever in my life. Popular. P-O-P-U-L-A-R. Popular.
Correct.
Yeah.
Offense. No offense, but...
Okay, because I thought you were going to be like A-F-E-N-C-E. No, offense. O-F-F-E-N-S-E-E. Offense.
Incorrect.
What?
You put an extra E at the end. It's just O-F-F-E-N-S-E. And the last word is grammar.
Oh, dang.
They had terrible grammar.
Do you want the one with the E or the A spelled in it?
There's only one correct way.
Oh, damn. 50-50 shot of being a genius or a dumbass. Which one will it be?
Well, so far, you're not looking too good on here.
Grammar. I'm going to think of Andy Grammar and go with an A. So G-R-A-M-M-A-R. Grammar.
Correct. He goes out with a bang.
How you like that?
How many did he get right? Were you keeping count, Porkchop?
Less than half.
Less than half.
Oh, that's very optimistic. Thanks. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. That's going to do it for a Friday edition. If you missed anything on the show, like Joe's Need to Know News, Freak Show Friday, the Dummy of the Day, and everything else in between, You can get it at joeandalexshow.com. That includes the blogs and the podcast. Just search for us, joeandalexshow.com. I'm excited. Tomorrow I got a cool event going on. I'm going to be at Pet Pride. It's going to be going on at Riverside Park, 2420 East Riverside Drive in Indy. I'll be there with Jules and DJ Corey James in the mix. It's a chance to come out there with your four-legged friends and have some fun. And there's going to be some contests. I might have to bring my boy Benny along. One of them looks most like their owner. Guilty. Best dressed. Well, that would never be me. I just got made fun of for wearing cargo shorts, so it's definitely not me.
Rightfully
yeah,
so.
It's 2019.
Okay, thanks. Get off my back!
We are in eighth grade, Joe.
What, am I married to three women or just one? Okay, but that'll be cool. We'd love to see you on out there. Alex, what do you got going on today or the rest of the weekend?
I'm going out of town to visit a friend, so I'm excited about that.
Ooh, that's all you're going to say?
What else do you want me to say?
Where are you going?
Yeah, who is he?
I'm going to Phoenix.
Ooh.
University of Phoenix?
No, like as in Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you going to be on Bumble and Tinder swiping away?
Probably. I'm always on.
Dude, wait. Arizona guys are hot.
Wait, is this a guy you're going with or a girl?
A girl.
Are you,
No, No. I'm not playing for the same team. I haven't gotten pork chop on us.
Okay. I didn't know if you were trying to get some of the chop in your life. Well, that's cool. Have fun with that.
Thanks.
Here, the weather's wonderful this time of year. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing?
I am going to my parents this weekend. I'm going to go with my friend Whitney. We're going to go to the Reds game either tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to see my little nieces and nephews.
That'll
be fun. I'm
going
to go to some breweries. Ooh. We're just going to hang out.
Ooh, take the baby with you.
Rock out. Duh.
Like the baby could
rock out with the baby out.
The baby could crowd surf. The baby could
we can put
rip
beer
some
in a bottle.
Beers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Google.
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
I've got a couple things. Well, first thing, we all just interviewed TJ Miller. He's actually going to be at the Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10.
Sweet.
And we're going to air back that interview a little later, what, Monday?
Yeah, we'll do it Monday, probably at 9 o'clock. And also, later, when we get more of the footage back, we'll probably throw some up on our IGTV so you can get like an actual experience. He was a funny dude.
Dude, he's hilarious. If I was going to be in town tonight, I'd probably go see him. I know my boyfriend and a bunch of his friends are going because
I know
think he's hilarious.
That'll be fun. And it's also a really cool date night idea to go to a comedy club. So you should totally go to Helium
tonight.
That's
my dream date night.
Also, comedy club?
Yeah.
Also for me today at 3 o'clock, I have my server final exam.
Let's go, Pork Chop.
At Sullivan Steakhouse. I got to serve my manager.
Will Pork Chop serve the food fast enough and correctly? What kind of beef is that? Wagyu? I don't know.
Will he get one of his scraggly beard hairs in the mashed potatoes?
Ooh, you're going to have to. You're probably going to have to shave a little bit.
Find out maybe. Monday.
Take a shower.
Don't forget to put your stuff in your hair.
And then my last thing is, I'm kind of sad about this, but my boyfriend Chase got the job.
At the gas line.
Yeah, the pipeline.
The pipeline.
He's starting Monday.
Oh, so he's going to be gone for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, he's going up to Michigan Monday for training, and then I think they're flying him out to California to
work
on our nation's pipelines.
Aren't you scared that he's going to find a hot surfer boyfriend in California?
That can really lay some pipe?
It's funny. No, I don't think that'll happen. I mean, it could, but I hope not.
Poor Pork Chop, we're thinking of you. At least you'll be inundated with beef while he's gone still at your new steakhouse job.
Well, he'll be making more money than me, so I'm good.
There you go.
To be fair, Liv's little nephews make more money than you do. Hey, man. Well, congrats, and that sucks. But, I mean, I guess it's good overall, but I would be crying if my wife left me. All right. Well, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.